Tonight in Danville, Kentucky, the two candidates for vice president, the incumbent Joe Biden and the Republican Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan, meet in debate. Last night at Symphony Hall in Springfield, the Republican U.S. Senator Scott Brown squared off again against Democrat Elizabeth Warren in the third of their four debates. Joining us in the studio this morning to look forward at tonight's debate and to look back at the Senate race and the debate last night is our political team, Democratic analyst Dan Payne. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Bob.
And Republican analyst Todd Domke. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Bob.
It's a tight race. We certainly know that with the most recent polls showing Warren sliding slightly and Brown gaining slightly. Warren was the aggressor right out of the box last night, criticizing Brown for what she charged was voting against jobs creation bills. If his performance in the last debate lifted Brown, did this debate lift Warren or at least stop the slide, Dan?
For people who listened to WBUR or watched NECN, it probably helped Warren more than Brown. She didn't have to discuss her Native American ancestry, so she was confident, aggressive, determined to pin Brown down on a wide range of issues. The Boston Globe did a reader survey this morning that showed 56% of people who surveyed thought Warren won, 38% thought Brown won.
Todd Domke.
Well, I would imagine Globe readers would be generally 56% for Warren, 38% for Brown. So I don't think that means anything. I think there was a slight edge for Brown. I don't think the debate meant much because I don't think there was much of an audience. But also, there were no great revelations or amazing moments. I think Warren supporters are happy that she did better than her last debate. But it was kind of dull. And I don't think it really changes the dynamic of the race. Last time we saw the WBUR poll showed that Brown was ahead of Warren by 4 points, and I suppose he still is.
Dan, was Warren's best moment when she ran down a list of Brown's voting record on women issues, on equal pay, on insurance coverage, for birth control, and said this?
Those are bad votes for women. The women of Massachusetts need a senator they can count on, not some of the time, but all of the time.
Her best moment, or what was your pick?
Well, absolutely. This was her best moment. It may have been the best moment for her in this campaign. She knocked him for voting against equal pay for equal work, against insurance coverage, for birth control for women, and against, and this was the most interesting one, against the pro-choice woman from Massachusetts when she was nominated for the Supreme Court, Elena Kagan.
Well, Brown had rebuttal for all of that. I think people realize that he is a centrist, that he does. He's very supportive of women's rights. He doesn't necessarily support every liberal bill. But that was probably her best moment. She was forceful and clear, and she didn't have many other moments where she was as aggressive, so that was probably her best.
So, Todd, was Brown's best moment when, despite being baited by Warren several times over his refusal to raise taxes on the rich, he essentially said, in this economy, now's not the time to raise taxes on anybody?
The one thing we can't be doing right now in the middle of this three-and-a-half-year recession is by taking more money out of people's hard-working pocketbooks and wallets and giving it to the federal government. They're like pigs in a trough up there. They will just take and take and take and take.
Your view, Todd?
Well, I think that was a good moment for him. But I think a better moment was probably when he pointed out that while Warren complains about the rising cost of higher education, it doesn't help when she's paid $350,000 to teach one class, is given free housing, a 0% interest loan. And he pointed out that she claims to be a champion in the middle class but made huge fees from large corporations, and her campaign is managed by a registered lobbyist.
Dan.
Well, Brown is obviously most comfortable talking about not raising taxes and being a lifer in the military. If he wins, however, he's painted himself into a corner because Congress is going to have to look at taxes in order to deal with the deficit.
The debate last night out in Springfield, as we pointed out, was on cable in Eastern Mass, but was not carried on the Boston broadcast TV stations. Will it have much of an impact? And if this race stays close, will the fourth and final debate in 19 days be the decider, Dan?
Well, the debate, as you said, was not on Boston TV, so it's unlikely it moved the needle on the polling scale. This program and other day after reporting might add a little bit of awareness for people who didn't see it. The bottom line is that I think Elizabeth Warren won, but not very many voters saw it.
It was really mostly for the western part of the state, which Elizabeth Warren tried to relate to by saying, quote, out here in Massachusetts. And she talked about driving all the way to Springfield as if that seemed like a long trip to her, which I don't think impressed the folks out there who don't think of it as a is a great journey. It's not like she went out there in a covered wagon. But as far as the final debate on October 30, yeah, I think that one could be decisive. A lot more people will be watching, a lot of publicity and buzz and drama. And if the polls show it close, I think that debate could swing undecideds, just as we saw a surprising swing in opinion after the Obama-Romney debate.
All right. On quickly to the vice presidential debate tonight between Paul Ryan and Joe Biden. What's the mission for each of these candidates? Dan, let me have you talk about the Democrat Joe Biden.
It's to show, speaking of Biden, that his superior experience in foreign policy is a significant advantage, an asset, at a time when the Arab world is going through tumultuous changes. Ryan has no international experience whatsoever.
Okay, let me ask what Ryan's mission is tonight of the Republican Todd Domke.
Well, Ryan's mission is to make Biden and Obama out to be failures in reviving the economy. So I think both will be on the attack and both will be indignant at the other's accusations.
Is Biden expected to stop the Democrat slide brought on by President Obama's debate performance with Mitt Romney, or are Democrats more worried about Biden's propensity to stick his foot in his mouth, Dan?
Well, Biden's a very experienced debater. I don't think he or any vice presidential candidate can change the dynamic of a race. It may actually help educate people about the Ryan budget, which I think is going to be a lasting issue in the general election.
Todd, following up on that, how likely is it tonight that Ryan will face a Biden criticizing some of his more right-wing positions, including that federal budget plan of Ryan's, which has faced a lot of criticism?
He'll be trying to make him out to be heartless and deceitful and going after Romney as well. You know, now, as an analyst, I'm worried, though, that Biden will not make a gaffe. You know, we're kind of counting on that for entertainment. But there's tremendous pressure on Biden to do what President Obama failed to do, which is to effectively criticize Republicans.
All right. We'll have live coverage of the debate tonight starting at 9 p.m. on WBUR. Republican Todd Domke, thanks for coming in.
Good to be with you.
Dan Payne, Democrat, same to you.
Always glad to help.
Read what Dan and Todd have written about last night's debate and see all our political coverage at WBUR.org.